This is the Air Extension that goes with my interview with the wonderful Ruth Langsford when she talks about paying forward.
As soon as I met him, I liked him. He had a lovely quality about him. He wasn't overly confident, but he wasn't shy. And then I left him for the day with one of the runners, and he was in and out of the studio and looking around. And then they gave him a week's work experience. And in that week, so many people who didn't know that I'd introduced him were going, "Oh, have you met him? Such a nice guy, so good." And I was like, "Yes." And now he's flying.
I would like to discuss my role as a mentor and why I do it. Ruth spoke about an opportunity that she gave to a young boy. He was in the right place at the right time, and how proud she is that she spotted his potential and allowed him to shine. Many years ago, I was invited onto the first Northwest board of the Prince's Trust, and I was the only female. I quickly realised that it wasn't just about hanging out with Prince Charles. It was putting my experience, candour and listening ear to good use. Facing the challenges with vulnerable men and women and contributing to the confidence boost our support instilled made me realise how important it was for me to feel I was enriching the life of someone less fortunate. So when Channel 4 gave me the opportunity to mentor in Working Girls, I was excited to greet the young, uninspiring, demotivated Marie. And within the time frame of 5 days, I set myself the challenge of changing her life. Little did I realise that in changing hers, I would be changing mine. When I took her to my wardrobe and watched her eye my shoe collection with envy, I reminded myself how proud I was when I bought my first pair of Louboutins with hard-earned money. This was some years ago now, and she is organising an event in a leading hotel, strutting the room in red soles. Time, patience, kindness, and experience are far more valuable than any monetary investment. I have found in my role as a mentor, I have plenty of these key ingredients. Nothing makes me prouder when I know that I have helped somebody succeed. Join me again on the 23rd of December, where I sit down and chat with another one of my amazing guests. See you then.